This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Jones and Keefe.
I thought Drake looked really good again today. I thought today was pretty even overall, but certainly I think the Patriots offense won their matchup. I think the Vikings offense won their matchup. So, you know, sort of call today a draw, I guess, after the Patriots more than held their own on the first day.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Happy Friday.
Are you ready for a bit of a setback yesterday, Keith?
A bit, yeah, apparently. No, I'm not ready, Jones. I was ready to just take this team to the limit, take this team back to the Super Bowl. They had a couple of good joint practices.
What happened?
Well,
we got off the air yesterday. You're like, oh my gosh, May's throwing touchdown.
7-on-7s was an electric factory.
Oh, boy.
And, well,
what did happen?
Things went south. They did not have their best day of practice.
Now, did you hear Bedard there? Bedard is on an island, by the way. I wanted to play that off the top of the show because I think he's the only one saying the Patriots had a good day yesterday.
Yeah, he must have been looking at different stuff. There was a lot going on the field.
He might have been focused on the hot dish there in Minneapolis.
Who could blame him?
And not focused on what was going on
on the
field.
It's a nice treat. You got tater tots right on a soup with meat in it. It's a nice little treat to have. But there's a lot of moving parts, but he does seem like the one kind of boots on the ground there that thought it was a good day for the Patriots.
Now, you were telling me, Keith, on your commute in.
Yeah.
You happened to hear a Jones and Keith promo that you feel like hasn't aged very well.
It didn't age great. It was well produced by Nick. Nice job. There's no problem with how it was done. It was just the timing of it was rough because it was like you and me being like, everything's looking great at practice. They're taking care of business. They're going to win 9 or 10 games. And then yesterday's practice was not good. Offensive line was
a mess. Can we dump
that?
Yeah, can we dump that, Ken? Scrub can we just it. Dump a promo?
Let's
can we just do that?
I think you probably can.
We can just get that out of the
because this was a little bit of everything, right? This was, once again, the offensive line struggles. This was the defense now struggled, which was sort of maybe an underreported because we were so focused on Drake May, Steph Diggs, Will Campbell. The defense dominated on Wednesday. On Thursday, perhaps they got dominated.
Mm-hmm.
So not great. And if we're taking it day by day, and that's what we're doing, yesterday, not good.
Yesterday, no. We are taking it day by day. I think it's important to put stock in this. We called it a big week. I think it was another at least okay day for Drake May. I haven't heard many negative things said about May specifically, but overall, they couldn't block for him again. Will Campbell gave up, I think Phil Perry had the note, 3 sacks in like 10 plays, 11 plays, something like that.
To a high rate.
To the same guy.
That's a good guy.
Greenard, I think, who was in the Pro Bowl. So, like, not a slouch.
No.
But, I don't know, maybe mix in a few blocks there.
You're going to have to get in the way.
So, he didn't have a very good day.
No.
Jared Wilson was demoted and then left early due to injury. Steph Diggs is apparently pissed at everyone. We're going to get to that coming up.
Yeah.
The defense got shredded by J.J. McCarthy, Keith.
Oh, boy.
So, I don't like how things went on day 2 of joint practices. We called it a bit of a roller coaster after day 1. The roller coaster was going down yesterday.
Do you want to hear my updated thoughts on the Patriots?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm
shooketh.
Yeah, back to shooketh.
Yeah, a little bit.
We were just talking.
We were doing so well.
We signed off the air yesterday. Yeah, Hart yelled at us at one point. Hart's like, "Boy, you're
too positive. You guys really like this team.
Like, calm
What's
down.
Wrong with you
calm
guys?
Calm down.
You know,
shaking his fist.
He
up
was.
At us.
He was looking at. It's like, all right, it's okay. Yeah. It's gonna be okay. No, I'm not like.
And then we left yesterday. We were talking about revising the win total upwards.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. As much as we've kind of ridden the wave or the roller coaster or whatever analogy you prefer, I have never budged off of the win total. Once the roster was set, once the schedule was set, I've been a 10-win person. There's been days where you're like, I feel even better about it. Then there are days where like, I feel a little bit worse about it, but I'm not moving off of it because of a practice. But if we were going to be excited about the results of Wednesday, we're nothing if not consistent. We got to be a little worried after Thursday. Not the be-all, end-all. They got a walkthrough today. They have a game on Saturday. Then another whole week of practice. And then another game. I don't know who's going to play in that one. But another game to get ready for the regular season. Nobody expected every practice to be perfect. Drake May never to get touched. Will Campbell to be, you know, on his way to Canton. Like, I don't think anybody was saying any of that. But, yeah, yesterday wasn't very good. So you can't now say every joint practice against a good team, they got the better of their opponent. They didn't.
That's how we felt yesterday.
You know, it was. Like, it was going into it.
Check against Washington. Pretty dominant day one against Minnesota. Factor in a preseason win in the middle. I know Washington played none of their guys, which it sounds like Minnesota may not either.
Man,
we'll get to
bad.
That coming up. But it's like, okay, well, they're going head-to-head with some good teams. So, look, I think you're going to have a down day if you line up 10 times on the field against Minnesota when they're a 14-win team last year. I don't know how many times you expect the Patriots to win. They had one good day, one down day, according to everyone except Greg Bedard, who seemed to think they had a good day yesterday.
Okay, well, that's positive.
It is. But, yeah, you're not going to win all these days. You need to string together consistently good ones, though. And yesterday didn't feel like a consistently good one. So you guys can discuss. Keefe is shooketh. How you feeling about it? 617-779-7937. That's your phone number here on Jones and Keefe. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You're going to want to do that today because it's a top five Friday. We'll be tweeting out our top five all-time podcast guests.
Yes. Keith. So there was a lot of hubbub this week about Taylor Swift being on the Kelce Brothers podcast.
Sure.
Everybody's all excited about that. Got a lot of eyeballs, a lot of ears on that thing.
Yes.
So we're going to go one step further, not just the living. Now, some of the people on my list may be great, doing great, in great health.
Some.
Others, maybe not.
Okay.
Could be long dead for, in some cases.
They're all time.
So this is like all time. Like you hear
living,
person
dead.
X is on a podcast. I'm like, I'm seeking out that podcast.
Yes.
So I feel pretty great about my list of five.
Okay. I feel very strong about mine as well.
Okay, good.
So we'll do that at 10:45. Keep your eyes on social media.
These are real people, by the way. You didn't do fictional characters, did you? Did you do fictional characters? All right, don't tell me. I just feel like this should be real people, but okay, whatever.
You know what? You know what? If that was going to be a rule, I needed to know that before the show started, Keith.
All right. No, that's fine. I didn't know all the rules of it. I assume they were real people, but that's fine.
There's another There is another Randy Quaid-esque.
Is it Randy Quaid? Jones is just finding a way to shoehorn Randy Quaid into all of his top fives.
In retrospect, it should have been Randy Quaid again. Damn it.
Turp, we're updating. You could probably find him on a few podcasts now,
I'd
imagine.
I'm sure you could. So that's at 10:45. The top five definitive lists, all-time podcast guests. We'll do that coming up. We got the four-pack on a Friday four-pack at 11:30. Week in review as well at 12:45, so stay tuned for it. You can watch and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can subscribe on YouTube and watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI, presented by Paramount+. Plus, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus, you can watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount+, Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Keith, J.J. McCarthy way outperformed Drake May yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean May had a bad day. I think May had a good, decent day. By all accounts, when he had time to throw, he made plays. He hit Kayshon Booty for a Hail Mary late in practice. I saw the clips of I really wasn't all that impressed by, but it's a play that they made.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
J.J. McCarthy supposedly carved the Patriots up. Are you nervous at all about him having a good year two, really year one for him, and all the anti-Drake May people having somebody to point to over there? Are you nervous about that at all?
Well, so I think with J.J. McCarthy, and part of it is just because I'm not a fan, so it's going to take a lot to really win me over, but I think you look at the two situations that the guys are in, they are different. You know, I think... With McCarthy, you have I know he wasn't out there yesterday, but when the season rolls around and you have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, Aaron Jones with Kevin O'Connell calling your plays, not many spots in the NFL better than that.
Yeah.
So if he does well, people like me might not even give him the full credit for it. Whereas Drake May...
Yeah, I probably won't
either. I won't.
I'll find a weaselly, wormy way to talk down
about
him.
Yeah, even now, I'm like with Brock Purdy, I still am like, no, I don't think so. Like, I think it's everybody else around him. Drake May is going to have to lift the guys around him up more than J.J. McCarthy is going to have to, right? Like, you can see it. The offensive line is worse in New England. The receivers are worse. The play caller, in my humble opinion, is worse. So, but I also think J.J. McCarthy is worse, right? So, if the most important position is better, then that guy should be able to elevate. Like, who do you think is going to score more points this season? Do you think Minnesota is going to score more points?
I do.
I probably do as well. But what you heard a lot yesterday out of Drake May is, even the last 2 days, really, when there was a play to be made, he made the play. Unfortunately, there wasn't always a play to be made, and it was everybody else on the field. It was either Will Campbell getting blown by, or it was the receivers not getting open. And that's where I go to it, and this is going to annoy me if it's the fifth straight year of not really being able to evaluate the quarterback because the receivers can't get open and the offensive line can't block. And that keeps happening. And there was excuse making for Mac until eventually it was like, all right, Mac just stinks. There was excuse making last year. And I was at the front of that. There was excuse making for Drake May last year because of everything around him. It feels like everything is better around him, but that doesn't mean that it's good, right? It just means that it's not the worst or at the bottom like it was a year ago.
So some numbers just to paint the picture. In 11 on 11s yesterday, May was decent, 7 for 12, made plays when they were there. He took 7 sacks yesterday.
Yeah, that's insane. That's insane.
3 of them were Will Campbell.
So that is, by my count, not kind of like, so you said 12 pass attempts, 7 sacks, so 19 dropbacks, if you will?
Yes, correct.
And he had as many completions as he did sacks?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's not good.
You can't live very long in the NFL doing that.
Meanwhile, the different writers tabulate things differently.
Yeah.
Callahan had J.J. McCarthy down for 16 for 19 with 5 touchdowns in 11-on-11 work.
Okay.
So, I mean, it feels like he carved the Patriots up. I was reading some of Kevin O'Connell's comments, or maybe they weren't even O'Connell comments. Maybe they were just a feel from the Vikings reporters. But J.J. McCarthy's not going to play in the preseason game tomorrow because they feel like he got good work in against the Patriots. I think, and I followed this a little bit just because, you know, I like my fantasy football keys, so I kind of follow what's going on with the weapons in Minnesota. Not that I would take J.J. McCarthy in a draft, but the reporting coming out is exactly how it went on the joint practices. He has one trash day Wednesday and one great day Thursday, and the inconsistencies have been there with J.J. McCarthy. I wonder if they're not playing him in the preseason game to leave him feeling like he came out on a high note for the week.
Yeah.
But I think that's a mistake. I like that the Patriots are playing Drake May in the preseason game tomorrow, and I think it's dumb that J.J. McCarthy, who missed all of his rookie year,
right,
needs all the reps he can get. I think it's dumb the Vikings aren't going to play him on Saturday.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's annoying as a fan because you're like, all right, you kind of got it with Jaden Daniels week one, but for game two, you're like, it should be McCarthy and just give the defense a little bit more of a challenge, see what that is like. You know, that's their plan. He got hurt in the preseason last year. I don't know if that factors in at all, but he got hurt last year, never made it to the regular season. I assume Justin Jefferson's not going to play. Maybe that's part of the equation too. You're like, well, you're not going to have your top guy out there. But you would think, even if you treated it like the Pats treated Drake May in week one, give him a couple of series and then get him out of there. Whereas Drake May, I do think, needs even more work. I think there's even more just because everything's different, right? At least J.J. McCarthy didn't play last year, but he had the same playbook. He had the same coach. He had a lot of the same teammates. Drake May, for him, almost everything's new.
Let me give you a quick caveat on Drake May. If the offensive line has given up seven sacks like they were, you can give Drake May a quick hook in this game tomorrow.
True.
Seven. But in general, I want him to play and play most of the first half, maybe all of the first half in that game tomorrow, because I think he needs the reps. Do you think that's what's going to happen?
What, they're going to get him out of there quick?
Do you think May's going to get like a quarter and a half, something
like
that?
I do, because if he didn't play at all in week one, or if he only played one series, maybe it'd be a little bit different. But the fact that they gave him two series there, I feel like it would trend towards just about a half. Now, there's always the difference, like, oh, how many possessions do you get and blah, blah, blah. But I think he plays a half. That'd be my guess. And then you can sit him in the finale. Don't play him against the Giants. And then you should be ready for the season. That's what I would do. And that's also my guess. That's what I think they will do.
I think he plays, that much, again, unless the Vikings are just teeing off
because also
like they were at the practice.
It's not a situation where, like we've seen in years past, if you have like a real veteran O-line and you want to give them a break, but you're not going to put the starter with the second, it's not like that. Like, Onwenu, he can be out there. Mm-hmm. Campbell should be out there. Wilson may have already lost his job, but whoever's the guard should be out there.
He may have lost his job and he got hurt yesterday.
Well, he
hobbled
off
the field.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a terrible combination.
No, but they should. And even if Morgan Moses doesn't go, if you have 4/5 of what you think your starting offensive line will be, then you should be able to play those guys a half.
Yeah, so to me, I just find the whole way that Minnesota is handling J.J. McCarthy versus the way the Pats are handling Drake May is just very interesting. And look, I don't think the Patriots could do what Minnesota's doing with McCarthy. They don't have Justin Jefferson. They don't have Jordan Addison and Aaron Jones and T.J. Hockenson and all the other weapons that they have, right? So I don't know that you could do it the same way.
Right.
But it is just interesting. And we talked about this earlier in the week before the joint practices even got going. J.J. McCarthy kind of has everything around him. Defense, great play calling on both sides of the football, lots of talent and weapons around him. He's got to go in and just kind of manage it. The Patriots are doing it totally differently. They're putting it all on Drake May.
Yeah, you got this.
Who doesn't have much around him. It's improved coaching. It's an improved defense.
Yeah,
at least it should be. Didn't look like it yesterday against McCarthy.
No.
It's improved weapons, but none of it compares to what Minnesota has on the other side. So it's interesting from that standpoint, and then how they're handling the game on Saturday, I think, is going to be totally opposite. So that'll be worth watching all year long with those two. And I'm with you. I'm not fearful that J.J. McCarthy is going to pass Drake May by, or people will look at it like, wow, Drake May's down here, J.J. McCarthy's up there by the end of the year, the Patriots whiffed on the pick, or they should have moved back, or whatever. I mean, I don't feel that way, but it'll be interesting to check in with this all year long, and it's part of why I like the teams they're doing joint practices with and playing these preseason games against, because it was Jaden Daniels last week, it's McCarthy this week, and those are good little guideposts to measure up Drake May against.
I think all six of those first round pick quarterbacks are going to be fun to compare and contrast like their entire careers. It just so happens to line up with playing two of these guys in camp, but not playing them in the games. And so I don't know if there's a right or a wrong way, because there's probably examples you can point back to all of it. You know, a guy playing a lot of preseason games and then playing really well, or a guy missing the entire preseason, like a Randy Moss, and then being unbelievable. You know, Caleb Williams, for example, he did not play the first preseason game for the Bears, right?
This year?
Yeah.
I don't think he did. I didn't know that. Okay.
So Caleb Williams didn't play. Jaden Daniels didn't play. J.J. McCarthy's not going to play in this one. Let's see what it looks like. You know, Joe Burrow, meanwhile, like complete flip side, a guy who is established in the league, but they've gotten off to these slow starts. Zachary Taylor in Cincinnati was like, he's playing the opener and he's playing a lot.
Yeah.
And so's Jamar Chase. So they took a, they looked at it completely different. And that's why I think
it was because they've sucked to start the year.
No, I know. And so, right. But maybe that's part of it. So let's see, you know, 4-8 weeks into the season, some of these teams and how they approach preseason, was it the right approach for them, or are they going to look back and think it was different? Because my guess is Cincinnati feels like however they went about it the previous couple of years was the wrong way to do it, hence why they're doing like a 180.
Our buddy Matt on Twitter already is saying, and he's directed us to an older tweet of his, but he says, if J.J. McCarthy ends up being better than Drake, yikes. And it's a tweet from last March where he said, the best way to build your team, trade down, take McCarthy 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there, and get future assets to build your team. So there are people that feel that way. I know in real time, Curran wanted to trade down for J.J. McCarthy, get picks. Curran was one of those
guys. I wasn't, but you know, we'll see. Time will tell. I do think, though, that two of the quarterbacks drafted after Drake May are in great spots. So even if Drake May is a physically better quarterback, J.J. McCarthy in that offense with that coordinator, and Bo Nix in his offense with his coach, they're more set up to succeed than Drake May. Like, he's going to have to overcome more than those guys are going to have to.
617-779-7937. We'll start there. Bad day for the Patriots in Minnesota yesterday. How impactful is that? You can discuss again on the phones and the text line. We have a top five Friday coming your way at 1045. The top five all-time podcast guests.
It's this time of day where he, like, short-circuits.
Is that
really
what it
strange.
Is?
Yes, 10:20 yesterday when you were like, Billy Lenny.
Yeah, I couldn't say Billy's
Here
name.
Here he is, our guy, Billy Lenny.
Podcast guest is what we'll do. Billy Lenny was the weirdest one.
Right after trending with Billy Lenny.
Take it away.
That is weird. Maybe I'm just thinking about that.
I can see it being like at the end of the show, but it's the beginning of the show.
It's like, you know, it's
you warm up and then you're almost in that break. You can really kick your feet up.
You can swallow your own tongue.
So we'll do the top five Friday coming up at 10:45. We should get to Steph Diggs as well. Karen Garigian wrote some interesting stuff today. Mike Vrabel, we played it for you in real time. A little bit snippy when it came to Diggs. So what's going on there? We'll get to that right after trending with Billy Lanny.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Tonight, the Red Sox return to action to begin a 5-game homestand with the first of 3 against the Miami Marlins. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Sean McDonough right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Lucas Giolito will get the start in the series opener against the Marlins' Sandy Alcantara. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Arcand at 6:10. Braintree Little League was shut out 13-0 by South Carolina in the opening round of the Little League World Series yesterday. Braintree will now play Texas in an elimination game tomorrow. First pitch is scheduled for 2 p.m. It's walkthrough day today for the Patriots ahead of tomorrow afternoon's preseason game against the Vikings in Minnesota. Kickoff for that game is at 1 o'clock. The Boston Celtics' regular season schedule has officially been released. The Seas will open the season at home against the Philadelphia 76ers on Wednesday, October 22nd. The Seas will have 25 nationally televised games. And the New England Revolution return to action tomorrow night. The Revs host Los Angeles FC. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. I'm
Billy Lay.
And that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.